It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Felger and Mass.
Little sport dork orgy. So sporty.
Oh, yeah.
So sporty. Sports and sports and sports. Sports in your face. Sports.
Felger and Mass.
Awesome.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
But as promised, Reentry Monday, everything from the weekend and the last week really is on the board. A lot of Celtics chatter. I'll just say it again. I think that's the lead story, the Celtics. All that hype, all that promise, all that excitement. They're going to be a 4 or 5 seed. That's what they're going to be? God, don't tell me that's the case. Derek in Foxborough, who do you blame, Derek?
Yeah, I agree with one of the previous calls. I think Vozier has been a huge problem. He comes into the game, he just started jacking threes. You know, you saw it last year in Game 7 when he went 2-for-16 against the Cavs. That should have been the warning sign. But on Brad Stevens, I don't blame him at all because I think he's more suited for the playoffs when he can get in a 7-game series and really scheme it up against a team. Mm. You know, he's almost neutralized playing a different team every night.
I'll tell you, Derek, I'm going to just cut you off. Thanks for the call. I haven't seen him from Steve. I've seen him spin his magic in exactly one playoff series in my life. And that was that Philly series when he coached circles around that doofus in Philly. Dan Brown, or what's his
Brett
name?
Brett Brown.
Brett Brown. I think you really saw it there. And especially, it was a game 3 in Philly? That road game in Philly, that afternoon weekend game in Philly. Okay? And I saw it there. I remember it. I became a Brad bot that day. Like, I got it. Other than that, what has he really done in the postseason? He's won his home games and lost his road games. When he's a higher seed, he's won. When he's been a lower seed, he's lost. He was 3-2 up on Cleveland coming home for Game 7, and he lost.
Got embarrassed by the Atlanta Hawks.
Lost at home to Atlanta in the playoffs.
I think it's the opposite with Stevens. I think you see it more during the regular season.
Absolutely. It's about, I don't know, I thought previously, heretofore, he was the guy that got his team to play hard every night and have effort and an identity on a night-to-night basis in the NBA when half those teams just slap it out there. Now that's gone. And then in the playoffs, everything evens out. Everyone tries hard, and so you lose that advantage, and then it just comes down to the horses. And you didn't have them in the past years. Now you have the horses, and all of a sudden they're not playing hard. So I'm with you.
Yeah, and to me, it's not an X's and O's thing. I know Stevens knows X's and O's. Like, there's no gray area there. He's good at it. He's a tactician. The question is, does he now have the personality, the force of personality, to get through to a team of divas? Because that's what they are. They're a team full of divas who are a complete bunch of pains in the asses who want the ball and don't want to play defense. It's like the worst thing you can be in basketball. Someone who thinks that you're going to get the ball by not defending for it and then getting it and shooting it. That feels to me like what they are. I'm telling you, I said this to you last week. I'm really starting to dislike them because I hate the way they play. And they've been the opposite of this for how many years? They've been a team that you admired the way they play. Now it's the opposite. I hate the way they play. They don't play together.
Jay in the van. Go ahead, Jay, on the Patriots.
Hey, I just wanted to overview the game. Overall, I think they played really good. I know the score didn't, really show it, but I mean, all of them together, everyone healthy pretty much for that game. I mean, they looked a lot better. And how nice was it to see Sony Michel, even though I know you don't like running back play, but seeing him instead of Cordarrelle Patterson running the ball, you know, 15 times a game, that was, I mean, you know, that came together.
Well, that's better. There's no question. I'd rather see Michelle back there than Cordarrelle Patterson.
Because he can actually make a read and a cut.
The nutcracker. I'd so much rather see Michelle back there. No question. Okay? I'm still telling you, if you now think that the running game is the key to your offense isn't good enough. That's the way it is in the NFL. If your running game has to set up your passing game, you're porked.
I mean, maybe it's because we were watching Patterson. I thought Michelle was pretty good in the game. I thought he was. I thought he was pretty good.
No, I think he definitely was.
But, I mean, there were a couple of times where he got into space and he didn't run away from people.
You were 13-13 with the Jets with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. The Jets gave up 51 or something to the Bills the last game out? What did they give
34,
up?
34, I think it was.
Whatever. 30, yeah. They give up.
Yeah, to Matt Barkley and the Bills.
They're horrible defense on a team that's basically given up. The Jets played hard by their standards yesterday. But, I mean, like, I don't know. Are you going off acting like this is a big offensive game for you? It was a good offensive game?
Oh, no. And I'll tell you, I didn't love the whole sequence at the end of the second quarter. Like, you know.
Oh, you turtled and they went down and got three.
Oh, boy. Since when do you see the Patriots with that amount of time left just run the ball three times and punt? They never do that. And again, then the Jets end up getting the field goal, as you said. Now you got a 10-10 game at half. I saw that and I said, you've got to be kidding me. That's the most pissed off I was during that game yesterday. It was at the end of the half.
Billy, you getting smushed back there by Rolling Stones calls?
Yeah.
Sorry. The Stones tickets at the end of this hour. Stop calling on the Stones. How does it go, Jimmy? What's every other call back there sound like?
Yeah, did I win the Stones tickets?
No, you did not.
I heard I could win them before I could buy
You didn't.
It.
Nope.
Yeah, I want to go see Mick. I want to see him.
4:50 p.m. We've given away the wrestling tickets.
I want to dance like Jagger.
The Stones tickets are at the end of the hour.
Move. I want to move like Jagger.
So stop calling, especially the sports line.
And I want to do blow with Keith Richards.
We've got James in Revere. James, what do you got for me?
Mike, is it too much to ask one time your boy Rogers sets his feet, steps up, and delivers the ball to receiver instead of this backwards shuffling feet fling crap is infuriating. So I can't imagine being a Packers fan.
I can't watch it.
The physical gifts and the highlights, but this guy is either mailing it in or I don't know what it is, but it's infuriating to watch this guy play.
He's lost his way, man. I said it early on in the year. I don't, you know, this isn't Johnny come lately. I told you early on, Rodgers didn't look right. And I told you last week, I'm sick of watching. I'm sick. I can't watch that team anymore. Stop putting them on TV already.
Yeah,
I'm
with you 100% on that. And it looks like they've collectively quit. But how bad is he on third and short? I mean, this was going back now a couple of weeks. But boy, that was more evident than ever.
Bad. Oh, my God. Set your feet and throw it to someone coming out of a route once. Okay? He doesn't have to be wide open. Just put it on him. Try it. Oh, it's just awful. That dude has lost his way, man. Lost his way. Stop taking the coaching. Stop getting the coaching. Whatever it is. And it's a cop-out to blame the coach on Rodgers. It's up to him to go into the film room and look at it himself. See why he's, I don't know, whatever it is. I'm going to make up the number. But something like 5 for the last 30 on third down. I mean, something absurd.
Yeah.
They cannot, and they're all third and shorts, like you said.
Third and two, third and three.
Because he won't just unload the ball and give it to a guy coming out of a break. Everything's got to be dipsy-do, spin around, dance around, and then sling it 40 yards down the field.
They play the same game every week.
They really do, though. So, yeah, they really do.
It's offensive to me.
Stop
watching
putting
them.
It on TV. I can't watch it anymore. I can't. I can't physically do it. I can't. Mike and Chelsea on the Celtics. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys, listening to all the Celtics talk. This team is just soft. They're soft. They don't make the extra pass. And I think Stevens is a little hamstrung with all the Butler people he has there. I think Micah Strawberry, the defensive coach, needs to get fired. Something needs to happen.
Okay.
I'll let...
Yeah, Mike, thanks for the call. Does something need to happen?
Yes. Yep, something needs to happen. And again, that can be any one of a million things. But somebody needs to get benched, or teammates need to be separated because they're yelling at each other, or something that
someone needs to be traded?
Yeah. Yeah, something dramatic. I mean, because it feels to me like nobody wants to assume control of it or responsibility for it.
The extra passing doesn't Sometimes there's guys who make too many extra passes. I felt like Gordon Hayward too much this year has made the extra pass. There's some guys who you couldn't get to pass the ball with an act of Congress. Marcus Morris, Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, a lot of these guys. So some guys are a black hole or a vacuum, and other guys are passing too much. But I've never worried about the extra pass with this team. They're generally pretty good with that.
Yeah, so but you know, like when they're playing offense right way, they identify the best mismatch on the floor and they go to it. And they go to it and go to it and go to it until you defend it, and then they go to the next best matchup on the floor. And I don't feel like playing that way right now. I feel like more often than not, they're getting the ball in the hands of, you know, Tatum or Irving, creating their own shot, and that's it. Now, and maybe that's just me. At the defensive end, I feel like it's worse. I mean, some of the, you know, the open shots and drives to the basket that they give up, I don't give a rat's ass what their defensive rating is. They don't dig in. None of them. And defense is about digging in. That's all that is, and they don't do it. Smart tries, but if he's playing by himself, and Morris, I would say, for the most part, tries defensively. The rest of them, forget it. And if they're not trying, you're going to get toast. If you get one or two guys out there trying, forget it. It's not going to work.
Continue with your thoughts on a reentry Monday. Bruins from the week, Celtics and their issues, the Patriots from yesterday. Hang on, I'll get right back to you.
Felger and Mez, the Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Felger and Mez.
Oh.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I just don't know that we're that good, Gary. Maybe it's not a wake-up call if you keep getting beat. We have to play better. And it's not because we're not capable of being good. It's not because we weren't good at one time in our lives. It's you're good if you play good. I mean, the results are speaking for themselves.
Maybe we're just not that good, he says, Brad Stevens. Does Stevens need to be harder on the team?
Yes.
Yep. What if that's not his nature?
Well, then, you know, so, like, I mean, what do you do?
What if that's being something he's not?
Well, he's got to challenge himself then. He's got to continue to grow as a coach. You telling me Popovich never aired out his team? Like, there are times when it has to be done, and that's where you sort of have to rely on the character of your players. And this is where I think the relationship between the coach and the star player is important. Because if Stevens airs out the team and Kyrie buys in, what are the rest of them going to do? Quit? Like, so they'll follow suit. So Kyrie's got to believe. And, you know, I don't know if that conversation has to take place or whether it has taken place or what. But if he airs someone out and Kyrie says, what are you bitching about? He's right. Then it'll work. So, you know, now I don't know the relationship between Stevens and Kyrie, but that's a big one. You can name how many teams in history. It happens in that league all the time. If the coach and the star player don't connect, if the star player doesn't believe in the coach, forget it. The coach is screwed. Because more often than not, they get rid of the coach. They don't get rid of the star player.
Okay, we continue with your thoughts. Celtics, Patriots, Bruins, Jay on the Cape, on the Seas. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, you guys are really into it deep. I really think the problem goes back to comparing this year and last year, and the difference is Hayward. He doesn't improve the team when he's in playing. In fact, as his minutes have increased, the team's been playing worse and worse. So maybe Stevens' history with him is in the way here, and the other guys see it and don't like it. I don't know. He just isn't getting the job done.
All right, discuss the Gordon Hayward factor.
I mean, they've looked better when Smart's played in this place. He's just, look, you don't want to be unfair because he is coming back from a catastrophic injury that should be taken 6 to maybe 6 months, maybe longer, that he comes back and looks like his normal self. But after playing that audio last week from Mike Gorman, it sounds like he might never be the same again.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that so long ago, but that's right. Gorman said he may never be the same. In fact, Gorman says I don't think there's any question he'll never be the same. That was a whopper. Jimmy, you got something?
Yeah, Zach Lowe wrote somewhere that the room was not happy that Gordon Hayward was coming off the bench.
The room meaning what? His
the
wife?
Room meaning his teammates, the players in the Celtics locker room.
Well, then that runs counter to what the caller is saying.
Right, exactly. So are they saying, who did Smart go into the starting lineup, or was it?
Yeah, Smart.
Or was it Baines?
No, it was Baines initially.
It was Baines. Why would the room, if Gordon Hayward is shooting whatever he is from the floor, 20-something percent, and he's averaging 14 points a game or something, you know, he's just not producing. Why would they want him in the starting lineup?
I don't know.
Or maybe they look at it as unfair because, again, the guy's coming off a horrific injury and he deserves to start because he was the marquee free agent. Like, who knows what those guys are thinking?
So, look, I understand it's a bigger picture question, but Hayward didn't play Saturday night. He didn't play in Dallas that night. So, in theory, if he's the problem, shouldn't they be better? Like, I still see the problems on the defensive end. I think the bigger issue is that in the absence of Hayward and Irving, a couple of young guys on that team got a lot more playing time and they produced, and they now think they're superstars and they have to go back to being role players, and they don't want to do it. They can say that they want to do it, but they don't act like they want to do it.
We've got Matt in Framingham with the Patriots thought for us. Hi, Matt.
I'm not going to waste my breath on these dysfunctional Celtics, you know, except to just say all these scary Terry fans over Marcus, the hot smart, I'm not hearing too much from them anymore. But if you could just give me 40 seconds, I want to talk about the Pats. And speaking of dysfunction, I would just want to applaud Belichick on picking the ghost Isaiah Wynn at 30 instead of Lamar Jackson, who could have landed on his lap. Who, by the way, yesterday, right now he's undefeated. He's 2-0. He's averaging 410 yards a game. And that's not including the Cyrus Jones punt touchdown, the run back that he had on the Ravens there. But what I thought the momentum swing in the game yesterday was, you guys already touched on it, is, of course, bad coaching. I mean, that's what keeps us alive. And whether it be McCarthy over there, you know, yelling at the refs instead, and then wasting the timeout that they could have used later, yep. Or in our game, of course, accepting a penalty and giving Brady a chance, and then he throws the Gronk, and then the whole momentum wins. And then after that,
can
it
I tell you what, Matt?
Sunny.
I think you put that
and
well.
I come from the same school of thought as you. I come from your school of thought, Tolga. I think running backs are overrated, but old Sonny. I'm telling you, this guy, I think that we were running the offense through him, and I like the way it looked. I don't want to look like the Packers.
Okay, well, it's not the Packers. It's the NFL. Name me a great team that has the run set up the pass. You can't. There's no great offense where the run sets up the pass. It's all the opposite. It's all the threat of Drew Brees to set up Alvin Kamara and the threat of Tom Brady to set up James White or the threat of it's just the way the league is. I'm sorry, Todd Gurley became this. Or the team was what? When Todd Gurley was a rookie, what was the record?
Well, they also had that horrible coach in Jeff Fisher.
Oh, well, exactly. So they got a coach who straightened out the quarterback, and now it's all a complimentary piece.
Right now, there might be only one in the league, and that's Dallas.
Where the run sets up the pass, and is that a great offense?
Well, they've won three straight.
Is that a great offense?
No, it's getting better. But they added Amari Cooper.
Where does it rank?
That helps the passing.
Where does it rank in the league? Okay, if the run sets up the pass, you don't have a good offense. I'm sorry.
Because you don't have a quarterback.
Right. So it's got to go the other way around. Balance is good, but it's got to start with the passing game. So this thing yesterday that the running game led the offense or is the key to the offense, that might be true, but that just means your passing game has fallen that far off, and that's not a good thing. Not a good thing. But he made a great point. bad coaching is what keeps you alive.
Yes, it's true.
No question about it.
I mean, this is, you know, yesterday will be one of those days that the rest of the conference will look at and say we should have killed the Patriots while we had a chance.
Just rank stupidity keeps you alive, and that starts with coaching. Look at Pittsburgh yesterday. Yeah, you know, guy fumbles a ball through the end zone, that's 7 points. Roethlisberger throws an interception to the nose tackle, there's another 7 points. The stupid running back fumbles for no reason at the, what Brady I think would call the pink area. He does. That's why I heard him say that, or read that he said the pink area, which is just
an important area.
Just outside the red zone. Again, don't tell Cordell Patterson about that, or he'll destroy it.
You got to get it.
Okay, so he
had pink spot.
They fumbled there. Roethlisberger throws another one. So they just basically go in there and hand the game to the Broncos.
I mean, they had like 500 yards of offense.
They handed them the ball. They handed them the ball game. And the Patriots, they didn't look great yesterday, but they didn't hand anybody anything. So if like they figured this out a long time ago. Just don't go handing stuff to the other side and let everybody else do it, and you'll be standing at the end of the day. Like they've made a living off of that.
No, you will win 55-60% of the time if you just let the other team screw up. But, and then if you make a couple of plays, you'll be what the Patriots are. You'll win 70%-75%. Like I'm telling you, that was one of those days where the rest of the league's going to look at it and say, why didn't we kill the Patriots when we had a chance? We had a chance to kill them and we didn't. And now look, here they come.
Oh, we got Ellis and Walpole with the Bruins thought here on a reentry Monday. Hi, Ellis.
Yes. Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good. What do you got?
I was looking at the schedule, the NHL schedule. I mean standings, and that more specifically the goals against. I saw an awful lot of teams that have let in an awful lot of goals, and I was just wondering, are the Bruins known to be open for business to make trades? And if they can, isn't this the perfect time to get rid of Rask and Krug?
So I don't think you're getting rid of Rask because I don't think anyone will take on that contract right now. You're selling low on Rask. And Torrey Krug is one of the few NHL caliber defensemen you have on in your lineup, legit at caliber NHL defenseman. For better or worse. So, no. But you mentioned goals against. You know who leads the National Hockey League in goals against?
Is it the Bruins?
Bruins, number one. Now, that's not goals per game. I just have the raw number. So, some teams have played 22 games. Some have played 23. So, in goals per game, they might not be exactly number one.
But they've had a couple of real stink bombs, too.
And they gave up 10 on opening night or whatever it was. And 8 in Vancouver, a couple weeks ago.
And then 6 to Colorado.
They are number one in the NHL in goals against average. Or not goals against, period. The raw number. They've given up 55 goals. That's the lowest number in the National Hockey League. Without Zdeno Chara now for 2 weeks. Charlie McAvoy pretty much the whole year. Carlo for I don't even know how long. There was a stretch there where they were without 5 of their top 6 defensemen.
I mean, Kevin Miller's missed basically the whole year.
Yeah. Miller's been out pretty much the whole year. Tuukka Rask is a basket case and has turned it around in the last week. But all sorts of issues all over the place. And they're number one in goals against. So there's only one thing to point to there, I'm sorry, coaching. And a team that works hard, scraps.
And Halak.
And Halak's been terrific, of course. But I sort of start with the coaching, but Halak, of course, I'm stupid, left him out. Halak's been terrific. But, the Bruins are a good story. I don't know if you watched the game on Saturday in Montreal. I was able to watch it. I was out of town on my little phone, and even on my phone the thing translated. That was tremendous. Tremendous night. What are you smirking at?
I'm smirking because when they got the 4-minute penalty, I went, they're not going to score. It's typical Bruins. They won't score. And then Moore jumped on that puck and blasted it up in that corner, whipped it up there. And I went, oh my God, they're going to win. They're going to be Pittsburgh and Montreal back to back with a freaking Providence roster because that's pretty close to what they have. I mean, I wish you could take their heart and their balls and put them in the Celtics right now.
5 straight without a loss. Five straight unbeaten streak. And, in regulation, they dropped an overtime game or two in there. But, again, with all those guys out, without Bergeron and Chara and McAvoy, that's pretty nifty. And so they're a pretty good story right now. They're in Toronto tonight here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Montreal's had a good year. They walked in there and won that game in regulation. Pittsburgh, I don't need to tell you, they beat here in overtime. Now you got Toronto. Toronto's been a second or third best team in all of hockey all season. If they could get a point tonight in Toronto... Again, that just continues that impressive run. But on the trades, people thought they'd have to make a trade because of all these injuries. I think you sort of wait it out. As long as you're getting the points, you'd rather have a guy like Forsbacka Carlson emerge as a guy who can play in your bottom six as opposed to having to go out and trade for a guy. I'm getting a little leery of those deadline deals. I mean, Rick Nash felt great on paper. Perfect sort of rental guy. He sucked. And you lost a first-round pick out of it. And it's like over Thomas Cabrera, just got over and over. It's like I feel like very few of those work.
Well, but they also have had some that have been a little bit, you know, less superstar star driven.
So Kelly Peverly worked. You know,
Seidenberg.
So like the under-the-radar one. So fine, trade for guys I never heard of. Or I barely know who they are. But those big trades, I don't know. But they're hanging in there nicely. There's your Bruins thought here on a reentry Monday. Murray's update is now. Then we're right back with you.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit Flutie Foundation. Foundation.org to get involved.
B.O.B. Boob.
Oh my God. Isn't that Bob?
It's Felger and Mass. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Right circle, Krejci feeds right of the net. Backhanded out in front. Far side fired. They score! Johnny Moore, far circle, able to dart in and blast one home with Price out of position. A power play goal. Bruins cash in on the penalty to Jonathan Drouin and lead it 3-2.
Drouin, go cry in the shower. The Bruins win 3-2 at Bell Center.
The team's growing in front of our eyes. The guys that are young that need to learn how to win these games. Listen, I don't want to call it playoff hockey in November, but we're in close games every night. So to me, that's playoff hockey, is the close games. You got to be comfortable in them.
Cassie says the young guys have grown in front of our eyes. A little strong. It's only been a couple weeks. But it's happened. And maybe it took those injuries to do it, to give some of those guys a little bit more of a look. But either way, desperately needed it for the overall development of the team. You know, if they'd just gotten a few young guys to flash last year and then nothing happened this year, then you're not going in the right direction. And so maybe this has gotten a little bit more out of a guy like Lauzon or Forsbacka Carlson, or a guy who's really flashed in the last week. Plus, as Murray mentioned, was DeBrusk. Kid feels like he's found a little bit of a scoring touch.
He got 10 goals now.
10 goals out of nowhere, which he desperately needs. He's always skated well. You know, he goes up and down the wing well. Finish. You know, can he finish? So Bruins on the board along with everything else here on a re-entry Monday. Our most annoying caller is Scott in Weymouth. We put him on a 20-second shot clock. Go ahead, Scott. What do you got on the Pats?
What's the shot clock?
20 seconds.
Okay, here we go. First of all, can't wait for the Stones. I wish I had 9 cell phones to get a ticket. Boom, here we go. We're down to 15 seconds. Brady's brace, his left knee is more injured than people realize. If you watch the replay, it looked gross. I'm surprised he started Sunday. Boom, let's go to the Bruins real quick. Whoever said trade Torrey Krug's an idiot, he's extremely talented. Did you see that assist he got the other night? And here they go tonight. Watch Toronto spank them tonight. Toronto's a real team. The Bruins are kind of posing. Toronto's going to beat them tonight 5-1. Watch.
Okay, babe. All right, we'll see. You're right. The Toronto's a real team, and you're all sorts of banged up. You shouldn't win this game. Let's see.
I like that Leafs team. I liked them for a while.
Brady's knee. Some told us about this last week before Brady even landed on the injury report. Who would that be?
Apologize.
Apologize. Where's my apology?
Jimmy was. He was all over Brady's knee.
What do you know about Brady's knee, Stu?
Apologize.
No, what do you know?
I know that he injured his knee on the double pass play, and I think I mentioned it on Tuesday, and that's all that I know right now.
I wonder how Brady feels about that play call.
Well, he probably doesn't love it since he hurt his knee, but I thought he looked better yesterday. I don't think he looked hurt.
He was better yesterday.
I thought his footwork, I thought his standing in the pocket, I thought he was sturdier and stronger in the pocket, and setting his feet and throwing was much better in this game yesterday than it was the week before in Tennessee. Much better.
And he sucked in Tennessee before he hurt his knee.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that was near the end of the game, for crying out loud. He made a bunch of bad passes way before that.
We've got John in Northborough on the Celts. Hi, John.
John, apologize.
Hey, guys. I think, the Celtics, we've all heard the expression addition by subtraction. I think with the C's, you've got subtraction by addition. Bringing Hayward and Kyrie back, phenomenal players, no doubt. But last year, without them, you had a group that just gelled and just got it. And, they had what it took last year. And I think, I think what Kyrie, Nostradamus, Irving was trying to say with the objective and subjective was, as Tony pointed out a little earlier, with the C's defensive numbers, they look good. Objectively, the numbers are what they are, but what you're looking at on the court just doesn't match up with those numbers.
Okay, so it just seems inconceivable that you could be a certain kind of team, add two players who are better than the players that you had, and get worse. I mean, how does that happen?
Because you don't play the same way. Like, and this is where, I think the caller was onto it. You say it's subtraction by addition is how he put it. I look at it and say, they don't play the same way. Because when Irving and Hayward went out, you know what happened? Tatum and Rozier and Brown played like they had something to prove. Because they did. They wanted to prove that they belonged and they got the opportunity. Now they think they belong and they don't play with the same edge and they certainly don't play with the same humility in terms of giving up shots and everything else. So now they act like established players. Or what am I going to do that for? I'm an established guy. I'm not going to the bench. I shouldn't be coming off the bench. And you get this sort of little petty bullcrap, this selfish, petty bullcrap that prevents a team from playing together and buying in. They're not buying in. Like, to me, I think it's really... I'm sorry, I go back to the young guys because it feels to me like the young guys on this team have a serious attitude problem that they think they've accomplished more than they have.
Over 20 minutes, commercial free, coming up next on the Bruins, on the Celtics, and the Patriots here on a Reentry Monday. Also coming up next, within a matter of minutes, I will give away free Rolling Stones tickets to their show at Gillette Stadium, just announced for June 8th. Free Rolling Stone tickets in a matter of minutes, so do not leave your radio if you want to go see Mick and the boys.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mass.
Mass. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tom Brady slaps hands to break from the huddle, moves under center, takes the clock down to 22 seconds, and takes the knee. And the Patriots take the win back home to Foxborough.
Well, it's good to be back in the win column. You sit there at 8-3, you get back home next week, you play a tough Viking team at 4-25, get you a chance to get to 9-3, and then back in your division at Miami, and the big one at Pittsburgh. So it's all there in front of you.
Stones thing is coming up here in a few minutes. Your phone calls until that time. Our buddy Peter's in Jamaica playing on the Celts. Hi, Pete.
Hello.
Hi, Peter. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, thanks. I don't think it's a big mystery. If you had told me before this season, Jaylen Brown, 25% from three, Gordon Hayward, 28, Al Horford, under three, I would have said there would have been 10 and 10. But the other point is, Kyrie Irving is not a leader of men, okay? He's a ball hog. He's a defensive sieve. He's never gone for a loose ball in his life. And to see him standing up there, Marcus Smart's the leader of the team. But to hear Kyrie Irving say, you know, this team is my team. I'm going to get him going. And then to watch him play, it's sickening.
So I think you're a little strong on Irving, but some of the things about their identity or lack thereof, or toughness or lack thereof, I think you're fair to look at the best players on the team. So Kyrie factors in there somewhere. You know, you sort of, I don't know, Kyrie's got to be in there in terms of your DNA. And I don't know, maybe his DNA is on the team. They're a little softer.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. I mean, the Kyrie's absence of leadership skills, or, you know, the fact that he doesn't have them, is a problem. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't want to lead. And this was, you know, who was it? One or 2 weeks ago, one of you guys made the analogy of Paul Pierce. Like, Pierce needed
Vice
Garnett.
President, yeah.
Yeah. And so maybe that's what Irving is.
Pierce needed Antoine Walker, is what we said.
So it's a good point.
Antoine was really like the leader of that team.
But some guys just aren't equipped, you know, like we always use those NBA, he's not a number one, he's a number two, or maybe Irving's a two. Maybe that's what he is. Maybe he's a two and you need that number one. Maybe you're still short that guy.
We've got Jericho in New Hampshire on the Celts. Hi, Jericho.
Hey, you guys. I just want to know straight up if you would trade Davis for Irving. Seems like Davis is a lot more hungry than Irving, and I think that will, you know, attribute better to the team.
Okay.
I'll hang up and listen.
So, Anthony Davis apparently does have a list of five teams he would be traded to. The Celtics are on that list. Reportedly, the Celtics are one of the teams he would accept a trade to. However, because of something called the Derrick Rose rule, the Derrick Rose exception or something, but it's the Derrick Rose rule, the Celtics can't have Irving and Davis on the team at the same time right now.
It has to do with their extensions that they recently signed.
That because they have a certain contract that went to... I'm not going to tell you why.
You just can't do it.
You just can't do it.
Can't be this year.
It can't be while they are both under their existing contracts. So are they both player options after this year? Whatever it is, those guys can't play on the same team together until they get onto their next contracts. So the only way for you to trade for Anthony Davis right now is to trade Kyrie Irving for him, or trade Kyrie Irving in a separate deal,
or convince Kyrie to restructure now, which he wouldn't do,
which I don't think you can do, Murray, because you can't rip up NBA contracts. This isn't the NFL. He has to finish out his current contract before he can start the next one. Okay, so I don't think you can do that. The only way Anthony Davis is on this team right now is if Kyrie Irving is not. Would you do that? Would you ditch Kyrie to get Anthony Davis?
Yeah, if I knew that Kyrie wasn't going to stay, yeah.
What if you thought Kyrie was going to stay?
No. Because the whole point to me is to have them together.
So you would take Kyrie over Anthony Davis. This is all a long way of asking, who would you rather have? You can only have one. Who would you rather have?
I mean, if I...
Davis.
I'm partial to big guys, so I would take Davis, but that's not my point. My point is to be who you want to be, you need both of them.
No, I got it. Well, let's just say we're either or. I'm just curious how you value Irving.
Davis, a guy with that skill talent, a big guy with that skill talent.
Me too. Still? Davis.
I would take Davis, but you still need the alpha dog.
Because he's not that guy either.
He's not closer to Garnett. He's closer to Pierce.
I mean, I'll take my chances that it mixes up. But even so, I'm always more partial to the big guy. I've always been that way. But ultimately, the Celtics want them both. That's what they want. They want both.
Stephen Bill Ricka has a thought for us on the Patriots offense. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, what's going on, Felga? Hey, listen, when you go from a healthy Brandon Cooks to a banged up Josh Gordon for half a year, then you go from a healthy Amendola to a banged up coming off ACL Edelman, like you said, is never the same the next year after the ACL surgery, especially at 32. Then you go from a healthy Gronk to a banged up Gronk for half a year, losing body parts down the fairway. How can you say it's only a 10% decline in offensive weapons for Brady? How can you say that?
Did we say 10%?
I have no idea. I don't remember that.
I don't remember putting a percentage on it.
No, you said 10% decline in offensive weapons for Brady yesterday. And that's no way possible.
Yesterday.
Brady's working for much less with much less this year than last year.
Yeah, I didn't say squat yesterday. But I think their offense isn't quite the same as it was last year. I don't. I just got an email, angry email.
I saw this.
Cam says, wrong again, Felger. Not for nothing, but how often can you be wrong, Mike? You just said the Patriots offense isn't as good as it has been. Last year, they averaged 394 yards per game. This year, they're averaging 388 yards per game. Last year, he says they averaged 28.6 points per game. This year, they're averaging 27.9 points per game. In essence, the exact same stats. So, without looking at it, I would say, Cam, so you're using the full 16-game average last year versus the 10-game average this year, which is fine. You understand all these numbers go down in the last month of the year because you're going to play some games where it's 12 degrees out and raining sideways and games where you pull out your starters at halftime and they always score less at the end of the year than the beginning, almost always, just off the top of my head. So if you are a point off of last year's production, and I don't care about the yards, stuff the yards, but if you're a point off the game production, I bet you end up several points behind last year's production when this month is said and done.
Yeah, and the other thing is, honestly, I don't care. I don't care what the numbers are. I watch. Do they look like the same offense?
They don't feel like the same offense to me.
They're not. They don't move the ball with the same efficiency. What are the third down numbers? I'd be willing to bet those are down.
Uh-oh.
We know the red zone numbers are down on both ends of the field, for crying out loud. And let's also not discount that it's a different league. So you now have teams like Kansas City and the Rams lighting it up. So the whole scale has changed. So 28 in 1 year doesn't equal 28 in the next year because it's the highest scoring league in – it's the highest scoring year in league history, for crying out loud.
So everyone's up. You're down.
Yes, it's not apples to apples.
Ah, there you go. Suck on that, Cam. Thanks for the email. Everybody's up. You're down. Jim in Beverly on the defense. Hi, Jim.
Hey, what do you say, Mike? Mike, this Patriots defense, I'll use one of your guys' terms. It's a fake defense. Look at the way the Jets were moving the ball yesterday in the first quarter, in the first half. And they've got this backup quarterback. Was he like 60 years old? They showed a stat. His age and Brady's age was like 100 or something. I mean, the defense is not good. And I think it's going to show when you play Minnesota and when you play Pittsburgh, you're going to see. This defense is not good. You're not going anywhere this year.
Okay, we'll see. I do feel like they are due to face a good offensive team and just get smushed.
So those are the two games that'll stick out.
Yeah, what Kirk Cousins is going to show up on Sunday, though.
I mean, so Belichick might be able to scheme it with Cousins. Let's see. Because, again, earlier in the year against Mahomes, I thought they schemed it in the first half, and they had Mahomes confused. Will they be able to do it again? I have no idea. But in terms of matching up with the weapons, they're going to have a hard time with Minnesota.
Yeah, Diggs and Thielen are nasty. Those guys are they might be the best receiver duo in the NFL.
I mean, I say no matter who Gilmore ends up on, I like the matchup for the Vikings, especially after seeing what Tennessee did to Gilmore. If he's on Diggs and I'm Cousins, I throw it. I'll take my chances.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see if there's a day of reckoning coming for the defense. It happened last year. You know, they looked good at stretches last year, too. You thought they might be onto something here and there, and then the Super Bowl happened, so we'll see.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.